House Committee on Judiciary come to order. Today is Wednesday, June 3rd, 2015. And we're going to go a little bit out of order. First of all, I'll say we're going to roll over. Senate Bill 913A will be rolled over to tomorrow. And I'm going to open a reconsideration and work session on Senate Bill 315A.
Chair Barker and members of the committee, Senate Bill 315A, we heard yesterday, this is the bill that originally dealt with pawn shops and selling used firearms and the manual or electronic transfer register. Yesterday, we moved the Dash A8 amendments into the bill, which provided Senate Bill 941 fixes and removed all other portions of the bill. However, in talking with legislative counsel, we realized that the amendment failed to add an emergency clause to create parity with the rest of Senate Bill 941. So we are here today to consider the Dash A9 amendments, which add an emergency clause to the Dash A8s and otherwise mirror them in every other way. There is paperwork for the A9s. We have a minimal fiscal impact and no revenue impact.
Chair Barker, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on Senate Bill 315A.
Representative Williamson moves the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on Senate Bill 315A. The motion is not debatable. Is there any objection to the motion? If not, then the rules are suspended.
Chair Barker, I move we reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 315A was sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves to reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 315A was sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation as amended, due pass as amended recommendation. Is there any discussion?
What was the vote yesterday on that?
Five to four.
But my understanding, you're going to consider an amendment to that now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
Yes.
Is there any objection to the motion?
Let's see. We're right here. Okay. So then the motion will carry. Okay. And the gavel one more time. And then move on.
Okay. So. Is there any further discussion?
Yeah.
Seeing none, is there any objection to the motion? If not, the motion carries and the measure is once again before the committee.
Okay. Chair Barker, I move to rescind the Dash A8 amendments.
Representative Williamson moves to rescind the Dash 8A amendments. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, are there any objections? Seeing none, the A8 amendments are rescinded.
Chair Barker, I move to adopt the Dash A9 amendments.
Representative Williamson moves to adopt the Dash A9 amendments. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? A9 are adopted.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 315A. As amended by the Dash 9 amendments to the floor of the due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves Senate Bill 315A as amended to the floor of the due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
I'd like to ask for a moment of recess to talk to our Vice Chair.
We will be in recess for a few moments.
Not catching on.
Committee's back in session. So we have a motion to move the Senate Bill 315A as amended by the A9 amendments to the fourth due pass recommendation. Call the roll, please.
Representative Barton?
Aye.
Representative Greenwood?
Aye.
Representative Krieger?
Nay.
Representative Leininger?
Aye.
Representative Post?
Nay.
Representative Springer?
No.
Vice Chair Olson?
No.
Vice Chair Williamson?
Yes.
Aye. Motion carries. Well, again, probably have Representative Clem be the carrier.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Thank you, committee. Okay, we'll open a work session on Senate Bill 641A. Ms. McCauley, would you want to come up? And Aaron?
Okay.
Chair Barker, members of the committee, my name is Kimberly McCullough here with ACLU of Oregon. Chair Barker asked me to come in and just give you a little bit of explanation about the. Oh, go ahead.
So, why don't we ask counsel just to go over?
Oh, to read things. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Chair Barker, members of the committee, Senate Bill 641A, we had a public hearing on this on May 11th. This is the bill that prohibits law enforcement from duplicating or copying data from a portable electronic device without a warrant or consent. There are three amendments before the committee, and they kind of evolved. The proposed -88 amendment changes appropriate consent to lawful consent, because that's just a better term. And it adds exigent circumstances to the list of exceptions whereby law enforcement may duplicate data from a portable electronic device, but prohibits review of that material without a warrant. It also exempts community corrections and probation officers from the prohibition so long as they have lawful authority. And it exempts correctional facilities and the state hospital to the extent the devices are contraband. The proposed -A9 amendment built off that, but removed the exigent circumstances from the list of scenarios whereby law enforcement could duplicate a device. The proposed -A10 amendment is a slight modification of the -A9 amendment. It also changes appropriate consent to lawful consent, and it clarifies that these listed agencies, specifically a correctional facility, the state hospital, parole and probation officer, juvenile corrections supervision officers, and community corrections agencies are exempted from these prohibitions so long as they have what they're doing is lawful. But it also does not permit the exception for exigent circumstances.
Chair Barker?
Yes. Do you mind my asking, to the extent you have plans, what your intention is in terms of amendments today?
My intent is to move it.
I'm gonna propose the A10.
Okay. Now, Chair Barker, just so you know, now, and granted, it's very possible that I might hear something that changes my mind entirely. I would support the bill with the -A8, but I am inclined at this time to be a no on the A9 or A10 version.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Kimberly McCullough, ACLU. Representative Barker, Chair Barker, asked me to come and give a little bit of explanation about the amendments. The -A10 reflects agreement with OIA and DOC to create an exception for them for cell phones that are or devices that are found in a correctional facility. So on the one hand, that would be things that are like confiscated, contraband, and we have no problem whatsoever with those being searched without a warrant, and then the other situation being that apparently they have like MP3 players that are sometimes issued to folks in facilities, and they monitor those, and they actually belong to the facility, but they're assigned to folks, and so those would be exempted from this. The other situation is parolees and probationers are often their electronic communications are monitored. And just to make sure that, particularly like a situation like a sex offender or something like that, to make sure that they're not using those devices improperly, to the degree that they already have the authority to do that, we're exempting them from this bill without expanding their authority to do that. The other issue that I just wanted to address is the issue of exigency, and I think the best way to explain this is to basically say that. So it's the -A8 would basically allow law enforcement in some sort of exigent circumstance to copy the phone contents and then get a warrant later to search it further. So it would be kind of putting the cart before the horse a little bit. And basically what I'd like to say is just that there are essentially sort of two realms of exigent circumstances. There's the exigency of I need to get in the phone right now because I need to do something with it. I need to find something. And we intended to address that type of exigency by carving out an exception for being able to physically search the phone. So you confiscate this phone or you seize this phone and you need to find out, you know, who was the last person they messaged or who do they call or where were they. You can actually get into the phone and look at it. You can take photographs of it. Copy down whatever you see. And so that is allowed under this bill. The other type of exigency is we're worried that this information might somehow disappear or we might not be able to get to it. And in that circumstance, there's a couple of different things that can be done. The situation of potentially having the information remotely wiped can be solved by putting the device into one of those Faraday bags that disconnects it from the internet. The other situation of of, you know, oh, well, what if the phone locks and we can't get into it later? I just like to point out that there are multiple other ways to get information from a cell phone. I did some research on this and found the information I found out was actually from the U.S. Attorney General and some information that they put out for law enforcement agencies about forensic imaging of phones. So warrants can be issued to Apple or the service provider for anything that's been uploaded to the cloud, anything that's been synchronized. If you have a regular iPhone, your phone is constantly uploaded to the cloud. And so a warrant could be issued to obtain that information. If there's communications that have been sent by email or some other sort of service provider, warrants can be issued to those service providers directly to get the contents of those communications, to get the contents of text messages or phone logs. Warrants can also be issued to the service provider like AT&T and so on. Beyond that, you know, we are not aware of, and we've been discussing this with Department of Justice, which Michael can talk about. If there turns out that there is some type of information that could not be obtained from the phone from these other providers, or if it really becomes some sort of problem with not being able to actually get into the physical phones, I just want to state my commitment that, you know, the ACLU would be willing to revisit this issue in a future session if there's actually is a problem. We don't believe that there's a problem. And when the Riley decision went up to the Supreme Court and folks there were pressed for examples of, like, for example, phones being remotely wiped and so on, U.S. government actually couldn't come up with any examples of that actually happening, which is part of the reason the Riley decision happened. And just finally, you know, I just like to point out that this really ultimately is a policy decision. This type of search is really, really intrusive. And so the question really is, do we want to allow that type of search without a warrant or consent? We could leave this to the courts. And there certainly are, like the Riley decision, some cases that do address this issue. But to the degree that there's any gray area, the legislature is in a very good position to make sure that this type of search doesn't happen without a warrant and consent, not only with cell phones, but all portable electronic devices. We know that the Cellebrite, which is the main type of device that there's a number of these devices that are sold. But Cellebrite, you know, after the Riley decision, their sales are still very, very high. And so this is something that is going to continue to proliferate. And we just think this is a good policy decision.
Chair Barker, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Kevin Campbell. I'm the executive director of the Oregon Association Chiefs of Police. And I'd like to put just a couple things on the record quickly. As you know, during the original hearing regarding Senate Bill 641, you heard from Ryan Lufkin, and he had raised an issue regarding exigency, which Kimberly just mentioned. It is an issue that we have some concern about. That is why the Dash 8s were introduced. However, I want to be very clear. We do believe that as the technology goes right now, we're in flux. I have a feeling we're going to be discussing these things over and over again. I do think there is technology right now, and Apple's one of them, that's created a technology that encrypts in a way that even they cannot access. And as you know, if you have an iPhone, and I do, the cloud, yes, has some of what you have, but there's a question mark about that. That being said, today I can support the bill with the Dash A10 amendments, and so I want to make that clear. If there is a problem with exigency, and there are examples that come up in the future that we believe raises concern about our ability to do this job, I appreciate the ACLU's commitment, and we would certainly be back to approach this committee for an opportunity to address that. If and when it becomes a problem. And like I said, the way technology is going, I'm sure we'll be in front of you on numerous occasions to discuss this more, but I wanted to be clear about our ability to support the bill today with the A10 amendments. So thank you.
Chair Barker, members of the committee, my name is Michael Slauson. I'm an Assistant Attorney General at the Department of Justice. My current assignment is Special Counsel on Public Safety. I did participate in the negotiations of the bill, and although the department is neutral, we were fine with the terms of the bill as it is. I talked, actually, if it helps, talked with the technical people in our office who deal with these types of investigations, have hands-on work with phones and other devices, and they did not see this as precluding their access to evidence and were not concerned about not having an exigency requirement in the statute.
Okay, thank you. Any questions, committee? Representative Springer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Probably to you, Kevin. Do most patrol cars have these, what, Faraday bags, you called them? Do most, because we're putting a lot of the exigency dependent upon those being in a car. Do most departments have them?
Chair Barker and Representative Springer, if they don't, and they do believe it's a concern, they will, because the Riley decision does make it very clear that that is the recourse the court believes is the appropriate recourse now. So I would say even anything you do today with this bill does not change the fact, I don't believe in our interpretation of that court case, that the court's saying you got to figure that out. So I agree with you. I would say that I cannot answer your question for sure, but I think we're probably going to be getting them. So.
Fair enough.
Representative Springer, Chair Barker, if you don't mind, I'd just like to I think it's a good question, and I think if the question is, you know, the choice is between downloading all the information and having a Faraday bag, I think it would be very surprising if they actually had the technology to do those extractions and they didn't also have the bag. That technology to do those extractions is pretty expensive, and, you know, the bags are less expensive. It just seems like it would be weird that they would have one and not the other. If they don't have the bag and they don't have the technology, then it's sort of a non-issue because they'd have to go back to the station.
Follow up, Mr. Yeah. Chair. And I'm wading into an area I think I probably know zero about, quite frankly. I would think that the crime lab would be a resource. So you wouldn't necessarily have the technology to download everything, but you may or may not have the bag, but you could send it to the crime lab to download it, correct?
Yeah.
I would think.
Okay. Chair Barker, Representative Springer, I can talk to that a little bit. I think the concern expressed by Mr. Lufkin initially is when you stop somebody and you're sort of on the road and you've got those, you can plug it in. Mm-hmm. So I think the issue is if you have that sort of technology, you would also likely have a Faraday bag, because by the time you got it to the lab, and it was, that would be too late if you didn't. So.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, Representative Post.
Mr. Chairman, maybe you can tell me, do we have more people testifying?
No.
Okay. Is it possible, I don't know who I could ask this question, but I was wondering, because of previous testimony, whether Aaron Knott has anything to say or not on this. I would like to hear.
I think we're all interested.
I have something to say now.
Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, no, that's right.
All right. I just wanted to, oh, good, you got to do that.
Chair Barker, Representative Post, Aaron Knott, Legislative Director for the Attorney General, Oregon Department of Justice, enthusiastic about answering any questions. So.
I'm just curious, because I wanted to hear from as many people as possible on this today, and then maybe from each of you, just reiterating again, where would everybody be most happy? I know we can't all be happy, but most happy, -A-9-10, where would you stand on that?
And Chair Barker, Representative Post, I work with AAG Slauson, and so his testimony is my testimony as well. Our review of the direction that we think that the national case law on this is going with the Supreme Court is as we just described. It's a technological problem, and the solution has to be technological. The Supreme Court has already sort of rejected the idea that because this technology is tricky, that's going to provide an independent basis for a search. What's been important for me, and I know as well for Mr. Slauson, is that we consulted with the appellate practitioners that are actually going to have to figure out what's an unconstitutional search, what isn't, what degree of protection is correct, what isn't. And when you put the question to them, will the requirement of a search warrant intrude upon the ability to gather data, like the conclusion drawn by Mr. Campbell? I think the Department of Justice is hearing the same, which is that's not going to trick us up so much that we think it will disrupt our prosecutorial function. So I think that's the simplest answer, is that we are okay without an exigency requirement.
So that would be
A-10.
A-10.
Okay. That's correct.
And Kimberly, you were A-10, kind of got you to a neutral point?
Yeah.
They're happy.
Okay.
They're
happy. Okay. That's what I mean. No, thank you.
We are happy.
We're happy. Kumbaya.
Singing kumbaya together.
Representative Olson.
Mr. Knott. Are you engaged yet? Further discussion.
Chair Barker, Representative Olson, I'm glad you waited until late in session to ask me that question. And to repeat on the record what I've said off the record, I refuse categorically to propose in the Judiciary Committee. Apologies to all members.
It could be very romantic. Right?
Thank you, Chair Barker. Before everyone leaves, I just want to thank this group of folks who have been working on these technology issues for the last, like, 2 or 3 years, because we will continue to have them, and we will continue to have to ferret out what we need to be doing in this committee. And it's been the stakeholders around this group of privacy bills have worked very, very hard. And it's, you know, we can't get ahead of it. We're trying not to fall too far behind what's happening in the technological world. And so we will continue to have these conversations. And I think what's important is keeping everyone at the table and trying to get to as close of a consensus product as we can get. And I think this bill, where it is right now, is a good example of that. So thank you.
And I would like to echo that. Thank you very much for working to get something that we have other things where people aren't working so well together and we're not getting things done, or it's a much rougher procedure.
Amen, brother. So.
All right. Mr. Chair, I move the dash A-10 amendments into Senate Bill 641A.
Representative Williamson moves the dash 10 amendments into Senate Bill 641A. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Chair, I move Senate Bill 641A as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves Senate Bill 641A to the floor with the due pass as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Discussion. Representative Barton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess I will be a solitary objector today on this. Essentially, what this committee is doing, what this legislature is doing by adopting the dash 10, is we are saying as a matter of law that there is no exigent circumstances that can justify this search. And that is a very, we are here in our ivory tower and we're making that call. That's our prerogative, but I really don't think it's our place. And I fear that we might be making a mistake. I hope I'm wrong.
Mr. Chair, can I ask him a question?
Barton, yes.
Of course.
What I thought we heard was that under some exigent circumstances, a law enforcement officer can
search right then and there.
Can search right then.
Correct.
And there.
So,
but that doesn't satisfy you enough on that. Is that
no. So. Respectfully, Mr. Chair and Representative Greenlick, I think much of the purpose of this bill was basically covered by the Supreme Court's decision in Riley. Now, pre-Riley, we heard a lot of anecdotal evidence of cops, I think, doing inappropriate and intrusive searches under the guise of exigency. However, Riley made it very clear that you have to have a warrant to copy the phone, except unless that there are exigent circumstances. That's what we're dealing with here. And this committee is now saying exigent circumstances are not, you have to have a warrant. Now, that's a fine, that's a legitimate policy choice, but I don't really think it's appropriate for us to do it. I think the court's got to a pretty good place. And just as, for example, the ACLU said that if there's a problem with exigency, she, and I appreciate that, will come back and work with us to fix it. I think that actually it makes a lot more sense to go the other way. Riley kind of fixed this. If there is indeed an ongoing problem with police abusing the exigency exception, I certainly, and I think most of us, would be more than willing to go back and then take a look at this and see what we can do, what we should do. But as it is, I think this legislature might be making a mistake. I hope I'm wrong.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative.
Can we have a motion to move Senate Bill 641A with the dash 10 amendments? Call the roll, please.
Representative Barton?
No. Nope.
Representative Greenlee?
Aye.
Representative
Krieger? I guess you both say yes or no. I wish we'd had some other discussion now that I think about it. I'll give a courtesy vote yes, no. I may change my vote later.
Representative Langer?
Aye.
Aye.
Representative Springer?
No.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Williamson?
Aye.
Chair Chair Barker.
Aye. Motion carries.
Can I co-carry this with Huffman?
Yes. Any further business come before the committee today? We stand in order before you
say that there are circumstances that you could do the search.
We may or may not be meeting again.
We're meeting tomorrow.
We are meeting tomorrow.
We are meeting tomorrow.
And I will save my farewell speech to you for a moment.
Okay.
Because
for
I
the
have
farewell.
Many things to say about you.
Representative Post.
Well, maybe we won't come back tomorrow then. No.
Representative Post, you mentioned happy, happy. The only one that does that is Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty.
Dead adjourned.
Did we?
Dead adjourned.